And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's area code 602-525-1370. Want to send out a very special thanks to B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. 602-722-9151. B&N Auto Sales, the original home of commercial trucks and vans. Pre-owned commercial trucks and vans. You know, each week it's my goal to talk to you about what's going on in the automotive industry. And one of the things I want to talk about, and I kind of got a kick out of it, because if you've listened to the show, okay, you know that I drive a manual transmission Dodge Challenger. You've probably heard about the fact that I've had numerous Corvettes. I found an article on Motor Biscuit that was dated November 30th, 2022. We regret to inform you Chevrolet is making a Corvette SUV. You knew it was inevitable. GM was bound to sink the great brand of Corvette into mediocrity. Well, I don't know about that, considering what's going on with that C8. It held back from doing so for so long that we commended for showing such restraint. But now it's time to take the brand to its inevitable conclusion and foul it. As expected, you knew it would happen once Ferrari did the same with a Purosangue SUV. I think that's the way you say it. Oh, and also when the Mustang Mach-E became such a rousing success. How do we know this Corvette news is for real? While certain brands become part of our culture, at the end of the day, they're put on this earth to make money. Warming enthusiast hearts is only a small priority. So now GM is turning Corvette into a sub-brand by bringing out an electric SUV and four-door hatchback like the Mach-E. If you needed something more practical to drive for whatever reason but insisted your garage only housed Corvettes, you're surely rejoicing. And of course, all of this is unconfirmed. You can't speak of future products at GM. So we're going by what Car and Driver says is confirmed. Like I said, Car and Driver. It supposedly got a sneak peek of design proposals. Now remember, they had pictures of mid-engine Corvettes probably 30 years before those cars came out. Do I think that they're going to do something? I would not be surprised. What a lot of people don't realize is that Porsche actually sells more SUVs than they do cars. Now, what happened with that is you had the mom, and the husband gets up in the morning, and he walks out to the garage, and he gets in his 911, and he drives away. Or he gets in his 928, and he drives away. Or he gets in his Panamera and drives away. And mom walks out of into the garage, and there's the Chrysler Town and Country, the Toyota Sienna, or some kind of a giant, large SUV. That doesn't say Porsche on it. Now, I've helped a couple of people buy Macans, and I got to tell you, I think they're pretty slick. And you can buy them in the 70s, and you can spend in the 120s. Renderings don't become actual cars, but Corvette is primed to be diluted. The pictures are actually pretty cool. What can we hope for an outcome? We can hope for it's a bit of mixed news. We can hope that the Corvette SUV doesn't become what a Mach-E is to a Mustang. We can hope that it represents more of what a Corvette is than a badge. When you think about it, and you go down the line, Bentley has an SUV. Rolls-Royce has an SUV. Aston Martin has an SUV. Mercedes, SUVs forever. BMW, SUVs. Lamborghini has an SUV. You have multiple different Audis. The largest segment of car purchases right now, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe it's SUVs and trucks. It's not cars. But we can ask, what does bonking a badge to a sedan and an SUV make them better than any other sedans and SUVs GM has made over the last decades? Because if it's just another corporate compromise from GM, then it won't sell any better than if it had Pontiac or Saturn badges. Maybe those weren't the best examples. Let's say Buick or Cadillac. GM needs to infuse what is compelling about the Corvette into everything it makes. This news just seems like a desperate move in this unfamiliar electrification frontier the corporation finds itself. But we wish for the best for both GM and the Corvette brand. I'll tell you, the pictures that I'm looking at, okay, they're definitely a little bit different, the two renderings. But one of them actually looks very, very similar to the new Genesis GV60, which is an all-electric, whether you want to call it a crossover or an SUV. And I got to tell you, I thought it was pretty sharp. One of the pictures looked like they actually took a C8 Corvette, stretched it, and put two back doors on it. I'm here to help you. I'm not here to sell you anything. My name's Gary Green. Easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. Once again, it's area code 602-525-1370. I am not selling you anything. I am here to help you buy a car. Always something that I find very interesting. Millions of owners have found themselves stuck with unsafe, unrepairable cars. If you're one of them, here's how to get back on the road safely. This article is from October 21st, 2022. It's on Consumer Reports. And what to do when there's no fix for your car's recall. Gentleman was excited when he bought his Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid in late 2021. The plug-in hybrid minivan could travel up to 32 miles on electric power alone, and he expected that would save him money on gas and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But his joy turned in frustration in February when he received a letter from the automaker telling him that his minivan was part of a recall of nearly 20,000 Chrysler Pacifica hybrids that could catch fire when parked. They told him to store his vehicle outside, away from structures. Most vexing was the fact that the company also warned him not to charge his minivan and instructed him to drive it only in its gas engine. Being asked not to charge a plug-in hybrid minivan in Southern California during the recent surges in gas prices is one thing. To have to park it outside and away from any structure because it might spontaneously combust is just unrealistic for so many folks, he says. Now, I'm not picking on Chrysler. I'm not picking on the Pacifica. I'm telling anybody that's buying a car right now, go to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. Pull up the VIN number on the car that you're looking at. Now, if you're buying a car that's brand new, they cannot sell a car that has an open recall. If you're buying a car that's used, there's a little bit of gray area there. Some manufacturers do not sell cars that are their brand that have an open recall, but they'll sell a different brand at their dealership if they offer no repair for the warranty. So the most important thing when you're checking for a recall is when you see the no remedy available, you need to understand exactly what that is that they can't fix. 2 million people in the U.S. whose car has been recalled this year without the option of an immediate repair, according to Consumer Reports' analysis of recall data. Although Chrysler has recently announced a fix for this, 8 months after announcing the recall, others are still waiting, including owners of Nissan Pathfinders with hoods that might not stay shut, Kia and Hyundai SUVs that can catch fire due to faulty trailer hitch wiring. If you own one of these vehicles, we outline below what you should know and what you need to do in order to get your car fixed. You may be able to get money back for out-of-pocket expenses, and in some cases, an automaker may even help you get a replacement vehicle. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Why are recalls announced without a fix? They're issued by automakers under supervision from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. By law, Automakers are required to issue a recall notice soon after the safety defect is discovered and confirmed, even when there's no fix available. The strict protocol means some recall actions are initiated while the automaker is still engineering a solution. Learn more about the automotive recall process in our guide to car recalls. The intent is to warn consumers of a problem as soon as possible, but the gap between that and a solution can sometimes make things confusing, says president and founder of Consumers for Auto Reliability and Safety and Advocacy Group. Tongue twisted. If you're telling consumers your car is a really bad problem, good luck. What does that do to people's perception of the seriousness of the safety recall and whether they really need to pay attention to them and get them fixed, she says. What I'm going to tell you is when you buy a brand new car and they ask for your email address, that email address is designed so that if there is a recall, the manufacturer has a way to reach out to you. If there is no way to reach out to you, you then have to figure out how to get the information. Now, sometimes you'll see something on your homepage at MSN or whatever it is. You'll see something on the news about vehicles. If you think for one second there's a recall on your car, it's very simple. National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, they also have a VIN decoder on there. You input your 17-digit VIN. They will that point let you know if there's any recalls associated with the vehicle. Now, if there's a recall associated with the vehicle and it says remedy available, you need to schedule an appointment to get your car in. Now, I'm telling you, that's another issue right now. I was sitting in a car dealership the other day and a customer was flipping out because they told him it was 3 weeks to get his car into service to get his vehicle diagnosed. It's not just the car business. Go into the grocery store and try to find Coffee Mate creamer. It's unbelievable what it is like trying to get through these trying times. You know, it looks like that the rail strike is finally averted. Lastly, supply chain issues have delayed the availability of repair parts. There's a lot of convenient excuses for manufacturers who aren't doing their due diligence, but there are legitimate issues with the supply. When it comes to recalls of plug-in hybrids and EVs, such as the Pacifica and the Chevrolet Bolt, which were recalled in 2020, also due to fire, Brooks says the delays may be related to the small number of battery suppliers and the newness of the technology. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, 602-525-1370.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice, and when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friends at the Earnhardt Auto Centers, Joey Staples at Earnhardt Honda, Ron Paffett, Earnhardt Chrysler Jeep, Dodge Ram, Adam Breen at Earnhardt Hyundai in Avondale, And last but not least, David Garcia and Alex Medina at Rodeo Ford. Also want to send out a very special thanks again to Bobby Rabati and his family at B&N Auto Sales, 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. If it sounds like I get exasperated when I'm doing this show, it's because helping people buy cars is something that I've decided to do. I do not want to work in a car dealership. Okay, I want to help people buy cars. And I find these articles, and some of them, you know, they really annoy me about some of the things that these people say in these articles. So every 2023 Honda CR-V trim comes with one feature once reserved for luxury cars. This was in Motor Biscuit on December 3rd. The 2023 Honda CR-V is one of the most popular options in the compact crossover SUV segment. And recently, Honda gave the car some major changes, like with many other cars. However, the CR-V also received a pricing update. It's now costs significantly more than it did back in the 2022 model year. But they're leaving out a very important part of that. That being said, one of the changes on the 2023 Honda CR-V is a feature that used to be reserved for luxury vehicles, and here's a look at that. Price increases for different models year are common, but usually they're relatively minor. For example, a price increase of a few hundred dollars isn't out of the ordinary, and $1,000 is common as well. That's not what Honda did. To the CR-V, when the 2023 model made its debut, the 23 model year of this popular compact starts at $32,000 with the destination cost included. For comparison, the 2022 model year started at $28,000. That's a difference of over $4,000. So when you read that, you have to continue, because many auto manufacturers are blaming inflation or supply chain crisis for price increases. Those factors may likely play a role, but the main reason for this price increase is because they no longer offer a standard trim LX. They dropped that for 2023. The EX is now the standard trim. That being said, there's still a significant price increase even when that's accounted for. The 2022 CR-V EX started at about $30,500. That's almost $2,000 less expensive than the 2023 CR-V EX trim. That's a pretty big difference from the $4,000 that they first started with. However, according to Honda, thanks to the fact that the EX trim is now the CR-V's standard trim, the popular SUV will now have a lot of luxury features as standard. All CR-Vs came with a long list of smart safety features. But with this new change, the 2023 has even more as standard. Blind spot monitoring, cross traffic monitoring are now standard across all trims. On top of that, luxury features like heated seats, dual zone climate control air conditioning are standard on the new Honda. Furthermore, all CR-Vs will come with luxury features that shoppers used to have to pay more for. While a standard CR-V has a few luxury features, drivers want more will have to spend a lot more. A fully loaded CR-V will cost almost $49,000. I haven't seen that one yet, and I can't say anything about it because I haven't built one yet. And I'm going to do that because I want to see if you can really build one that's $49,000. The standard CR-V gets an estimated 28 miles to the gallon in the city and 34 on the highways. The hybrid gets 43 in the city, 36 on the highways. Honda gave the car 2 7-inch screens as standard. There's a 7-inch digital gauge cluster and a 7-inch touchscreen display. I think it's a wonderful vehicle. I know that when my daughter wanted to get her SUV, she had two choices: Honda CR-V and Toyota RAV4. Both my son-in-law and my daughter now drive Hyundais. I don't think anybody really makes a bad car anymore, because Dodge stopped making the Dart, and I don't want to say a Fiat's a bad car, but I've never helped anybody buy a new one, and I'm not a fan. But At the end of the day, everything has gone up. Not just cars. Look at what goes on in your car insurance. I mean, I was looking at, I told you, a warranty for my car. I also compared going from the exact same car from a 2018 to a 2023. There was a $360 difference per year on my insurance, $30 a month. What does it have to do with? The fact that in 2018, the base MSRP was about $7,000 less than the base MSRP on the car in 2023. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. And what I will tell you is if we're going through the process and you begin to treat me like I'm a salesperson in the car dealership, I'm going to excuse myself from helping. There's people that don't like me, and there's people that I don't want to deal with. There's not been many people that have been referred to me that I literally don't like. And the ones that I don't, I remember them forever. My memory is longer than any elephant. I will never forget Steven, the gentleman who, while I was on my way to pick him up, decided to call a different dealership and see if he could get the same deal that I got him someplace else. Now, the only reason that dealership offered that is because they wanted to steal the deal. And more importantly, he didn't care if the deal was better. He just didn't want to pay me. I don't get caught in that trick bag anymore. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. Special thanks again to B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Bobby Rabati and his family, 602-722-9151. Once again, Joey Staples at Earnhardt Honda. David Garcia, Alex Medina at Rodeo Ford. Adam Breen at Earnhardt Hyundai in Avondale. Troy and Rich at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. I don't go to these people for any other reason than it's where I get the best possible scenario for you. You know, I had somebody the other day, I told you, I drove 62 miles one way to go to see Adam at Santan Hyundai. But what did he do? He found the only white SE Hyundai Santa Fe with tan interior that was sitting on the ground. And he got the car for those people. It was sitting there when we got there. I'm here to help you. I'm here to point out every step of the way what it is that I think you should do and what it is that I think you shouldn't do. First question that I ask everybody when they call me: are you needing a car or do you want to buy a car? It's a very important thing. Okay, but what I will tell you, if you have a trade-in and you're thinking about buying a new car, you want to do that sooner than later, because I'm telling you, this bubble on these used cars is popping. Okay, and one of the other things we're going to talk about in the next segment is one of the new things that's adding to the popping of this bubble.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations: 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and as always, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com. There's a contact page, and you can also just directly email me at gary@yourcarinsiders.com. You know, something that's very important to talk about, because it's happening, and it's going to continue to get worse. Okay, I'm going to read a couple of things. What's the average monthly car payment? The average monthly car payment, and this was actually from November 18th, 2022, and that is my birthday, actually. So the average monthly car payment was $667 for new cars and $515 for used cars. Several factors determine your payment. The average monthly car loan payment in the U.S. is $667 for new vehicles, $515 for used ones, originated in the second quarter of 2022, according to the credit reporting agency Experian. It's worth noting that recent reports from other industry and analysts place the average monthly car payment even higher on new vehicles. According to Cox Automotive and Moody Analytics, the average monthly car payment hit a high of $748 in October of 22. When you're buying a car, it's helpful to use the average car payment amount as a benchmark. Are you kidding me? What does the average car payment have to do with what you can afford? Your car payment is determined by several factors: loan amount, interest rate, type of car you buy and where. Your choice of vehicle can also influence the interest rate you receive. For example, some lenders charge higher loan rates for used cars. If you purchase a car from a private seller, your rate may even be higher. Length of the loan, called the loan term. This is the number of months you have to pay off the loan. It is scary to me how many people are financing cars at 84 months, 96 months. You know, I believe the average is right around 70 months. The amount you borrow is based on the sale price of the car you choose, minus any down payment or trade-in credit. That's the principal portion of your monthly car payment. Remember, car loans in the state of Arizona, for the most part, simple interest, no prepayment penalty. Your interest charge is based off of your declining balance every month. Interest rate. Interest is the percentage you pay on top of the principal to borrow money. Lenders consider factors like your credit score, debt, and income to set your interest rate, which will vary by lender. When comparing lenders' rates, use the annual percentage rate, or APR, because it includes any lender fees. Here's what you want to remember. This is the most important thing. If you come up with the budget before you leave the house, if the budget's realistic, don't go past it. I'm telling you, don't go past it. Now, the reason that I tell you this is you might get to the dealership and you might think, well, I want a $400 car payment. I want to finance the car for 72 months. You need to know what kind of interest rate you might get and how much are you going to finance. So to give you an example, at 2.9%, a $40,000 loan for 60 months is approximately $600 a month at 2.9%. Now, today, try to find 2.9%. So if it's a $40,000 loan and the payment changes by 2 points in the interest rate, not the payment, if the interest rate changes by 2 points, that's roughly $1,000. Okay. And everything that I talk about is the rule of thumb that I use. Okay. And most people can't follow it when they're doing it by themselves. But if your interest rate changes by 2 points, that's $1 per thousand. You finance $40,000. Your payment's roughly $40 different. I'm the guy that does that with you. I have a method that I use to kind of come up with what you're going to finance. If you take the price of the car, subtract your trade-in if you have one, you now have what's called a taxable total. Multiply that by 112%. That is now the dollar amount that you're financing. The reason that it's 12% is your license plates are roughly 2% of the base MSRP of the car. Your doc fee is somewhere between $499 and $599 for the most part now. And you have, on average, 8% sales tax. Some a little higher, some a little less. It's a good rule of thumb. When I did it with the folks the other day when they were buying the Hyundai, my math was off by $80. $80 total out the door, not $80 a month. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. Once again, 602-525-1370. You can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com. There is a page on there to contact me, or you can go directly to Gary@yourcarinsiders.com. I promise you, easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. Once again, a very special thanks to my friends at the Earnhardt Auto Centers, Joey Staples at Earnhardt Honda, Adam Breen at Santan Hyundai, David Garcia and Alex Medina at Rodeo Ford, last but not least, Bobby Rabati and his family at Bina and Auto Sales, and Rich and Troy at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, I was talking about the average monthly car payment, and it was a very short segment, so I really didn't get to finish everything I wanted to talk about. So we talked about the average car payment and how they come up with your payment. Now, in June, more than 12% of new car payments, this was published July 2nd, 2022, more than 12% of new car payments top $1,000 a month. And that's kind of before the interest rates really started jumping up. There are increasing numbers of new car buyers who are financing their purchases and paying more than $1,000 a month based on data from Edmunds. Edmunds revealed that 12.7% of all new car loans came with a four-digit payment plan in June 2022. I used to call it the comma club. And for a really long time, there weren't a lot of members. It's amazing to me how many people that I help, they buy a car, that new car is over $60,000, and they're putting no money down. So by the time you add the $7,000 and change in tax and license, your payment's right in that $1,000 mark. To deal with the high cost of new cars, car shoppers are taking out longer loans and accepting higher APRs. As average prices of new cars just keep moving on and up, up and up, the number of people accepting monthly payments of over $1,000 is also going up. It's shocking, but it's not surprising. This tidbit comes to us data analysis of the month of June just released from Edmunds, which found that the record 12.7% of new car buyers took out vehicle loans with monthly payments. Edmunds said it's the highest level it has ever recorded. The average monthly car payment is somewhere around $650 to $700. I want to say it's somewhere between $650 and $750. But there's a reason why I'm bringing this up. High APR loans means a larger payment repayment amount. Edmunds says that with a 72-month loan, car loan for $40,000, going from 4% to 5% raises the total cost by $1,324, while signing up to means you'll pay $2,672 more over the course of your loan. Okay, it's very important to understand what it is that you're signing when you sign it. And the reason that that's really important, and the reason I'm going through why this issue with these car payments, and I'm going to start with, this isn't a good sign. This is on Motorious, car repo surge as vehicle owners are struggling to make payments. This isn't a good sign. We've already touched on this topic from time to time on the site and a greater extent on the Motorious podcast. The problem continues to grow. More and more cars are being repossessed, and it's hard not to feel a little uneasy about it. But some say it's irresponsible owners, not the state of the economy, that causes the surge. If you've seen a wrecker dragging a car down the street lately, you know that it's one of many. One towing company in Tennessee says it gets between 10 and 15 repo calls a day. He blames people mismanaging their tax returns. I don't know if it's just the tax returns. I would say tax returns, for the most part, are probably one of the biggest reasons, is what he said. People get a couple of $1,000s back from their tax returns, and they go put $2,000 or $3,000 down and get a car and maybe bite off more than they can chew. Remember something. That $2,000 in that car loan is not changing your payment. $30. It's not changing your payment. $35 at a competitive interest rate for 72 months, which is one take. But I would hardly say this started to trend upwards about the same time people started getting their tax refunds. Another theory that's floating around is people spent their stimulus checks on cars they couldn't afford. And while I do agree what that happened and probably contributed to this, it's been 2 years. It takes 2 months to get a car repoed. My understanding was it was always 90 days. If you missed your first payment, your second payment, and the third payment, as soon as you miss the third payment, they're looking for your car. This trend is expected to increase through the end of 2023 and probably beyond. Runaway inflation and concerns about a recession being here or coming could take repos to historic highs. Just completely speaking for myself here, this is the article, not me. If you think you're going to be able to keep making car payments, sell your car now. There's no reason to kick the can down the road. The repo man will find you, and it's one of the worst experiences of your life. Okay, but here's the part that makes me wonder what this person understands. Sell the car now. So you went out, and you financed a brand new car, and you put no money down, and you owe $40,000 on the car. You can't sell the car for less than $40,000. So in order to sell that car, you have to get what you owe on the car. If you don't get what you owe on the car, and sometimes people do this. I had somebody that did this. This was years ago. She had a payoff on her car. And it was a Honda lease, and she actually took the car over to CarMax. She didn't want the car anymore because her son had a horrible accident in the car, got put back together, and she wasn't comfortable putting her son in the car, and the Honda dealership didn't want the car. CarMax had no problem with what was on the Carfax, and I'm not saying that's a terrible thing. I'm just telling you, people need to watch what they're doing when they're buying a used car. Well, her answer to me was, you know, I make two more payments on this car. I still have almost 2 years left on the lease. If I give the CarMax those two payments, they pay off the rest of my car. When do we drop the car off? You need to understand every step of the way what it is you're doing, whatever it is you're doing, when you're in financial trouble. Sometimes you got to take a step back, take a deep breath. Don't do the knee-jerk reaction. And now what I'm starting to see is there's people that bought cars 2 years ago and they're having problems making their payments, and they think they're going to go and trade that car in and lower their monthly payment. That's one of the things that I've seen happen very, very, very few times. Also, you need to consider if there's a possibility to refinance a car. If you refinance the car, you want to make sure that you're not putting yourself in a worse financial situation than you are in currently. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. Once again, 602-525-1370. You can find me online at yourcarinsiders.com, or you can email me directly at 602-525-1370. I'm not an expert in anything other than helping you buy a car, and I'm pretty darn good at it. You know, one of the things that everybody's talking about is this used car market. So I'm going to take a look at something really quick to give people an idea of what's going on in the used car market. 5 years ago. So let's look. On August 13th, 2021, Carvana's stock was $360.98. $360.98. It is $6.70 as of 1:27 on December 6th. Company stock collapses. Bank of America downrates. Carvana says stock could go to zero without a cash infusion. Not telling you not to buy a car from Carvana. I'm not telling you not to sell your car to Carvana. I'm just telling you go in there with your eyes wide open. I know people that have had wonderful experiences with Carvana, and I've seen instances where people bought cars and had nothing but headaches. Okay, Carvana is not permitted to sell cars in certain states. Carvana cannot. Online car dealer Carvana is banned from doing business in Illinois. And I don't believe that that's been rectified yet, but it could have been. Carvana once again starts selling cars after losing. Carvana is barred from selling cars in Illinois for the second time. Okay. Has a lot to do with titles, transfer of titles, cars coming from other states. I want people to understand that I don't help people buy cars sight unseen online, and I'm not picking on Carvana, I'm not picking on CarMax, I'm not picking on Vroom, I'm not picking on any of these. Okay, I will never forget seeing a guy in a car dealership. He was so pissed off because he bought a car from one of these. He was one day outside the buyback period. They told him to pound sand, and he didn't realize that when you buy a car and it's got an aftermarket radio in it, that radio is not going to be covered under the factory warranty. The radio was out in the car. The car was under the factory warranty. The car, they would not cover the radio. He was one day outside. Understand what it is, what you're doing when you're buying a car. Identifying the pros and cons to buying a used car. This guide answers the important questions you need to ask before buying a pre-owned vehicle. Most important thing to look at right now is if you're buying a used late model car, not a 15 or a 16, you need to look at what you can buy that car brand new for before you pluck down your hard-earned money on a used car. Now, if you're one of these folks that's looking for a 5 or 6 year old, you know, used car, and you think you're going to buy something for $7,000, I'm probably not the guy to help you with that. Now, I have a gentleman that's got an older BMW, and I really like chatting with this guy. He's selling his used BMW. It's an 06 with 85,000 miles on it, and he has a list printed out of what's wrong with the car and why he's selling the car for the price that it is and what he would sell the car for if he fixed everything and put brand new tires on it. You don't see people like that selling their used cars that often. When buying a new vehicle is too expensive and the prospect of significant depreciation is too much to stomach, the vast used car market is the best place to turn. Not sure about that. Just because a pre-owned car, truck, or SUV isn't brand spanking new doesn't mean it's without its own set of advantages. Is a used car right for me? The decision to buy a used car versus a new one usually comes down to cost, since pre-owned vehicles are cheaper than new ones. Folks, there's plenty of times that I've helped people buy brand new Toyotas, brand new Hondas, because the used ones were more money, and they were out of warranty, and they were 3 years old. For instance, nearly new vehicles, as in the pre-owned vehicles from the previous model year, typically provide several $1,000s of savings versus an identical version from the current model year. I want to know, now, I'm going to defend the article, and this is my bad because this article was published in August of 2021. It just shows that this article's advice was not very good if you followed it. Many people who want to buy a used car can't afford a nearly new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Luckily, there's a variety of alternatives for people who can't go either of those routes. Not only is buying an older vehicle a good way to save money, but it's also a way for discerning shoppers to find a better equipped or a fancier model from less than what it costs new. Is certified pre-owned real or is it a ripoff? Buying a certified pre-owned vehicle, which typically ranges between 2 and 3 year old and relatively no miles, is considerably more affordable than buying a brand new version of the same model. That is not the case right now. Since CPOs come with the manufacturer back warranty and a thorough inspection by a factory trained mechanic, they can provide similar peace of mind and protection from catastrophic issues as vehicles fresh off the assembly line. CPOs are also often the only type of used vehicle that can be leased. Most automakers have a CPO program. While a CPO vehicle is more expensive than buying an equivalent non-CPO vehicle, the added costs offset the risk, especially since some include a vehicle return policy. However, always make sure to understand, this is the most important thing, understand the terms of the CPO program. They're not the same across every brand. Where is it best to buy a used car? With the proliferation of used car shopping sites of varying quality and credibility, mind you, there are more ways than ever to buy a pre-owned car. Traditionalists can always stroll into a dealership and make a purchase safe face-to-face if that's what they prefer. Simply put, choosing the best place to buy a used car comes down to your personal preference, and that often includes the advantages and different disadvantages of both buying online or in person. Shoppers looking to buy certified pre-owned can visit their local dealership. Remember, a Ford dealer can't sell a certified Chevrolet. Chevrolet dealership can't certify a certified BMW. You have to understand what it is, no matter what it is you're buying, and I'm here to make sure you understand that. My name's Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, it's 602-525-1370. Very special thanks to my friends at the Earnhardt Auto Centers, Joey Staples, Adam Breen, Ron Paff, David Garcia, Alex Medina, my friends Troy and Rich at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, and last but not least, Bobby Rabati and his family at B&N Auto Sales, locally owned used commercial vehicles.